The John Daly Show. Politics.
It is Saturday, October 24th, 2015. We learned two things from the Benghazi hearings. First, the corrupting nature of money in politics makes our lawmakers look out of touch and ignorant of how things work. Second, we, you and me, the American people, need to take some responsibility. We are uninformed and we allow this to happen, or some of us root for this to happen. The chaos of these latest Benghazi hearings didn't surprise me at all. They reminded me of a cross-country flight I took years ago. I sat next to a sitting member of Congress. I was really excited to talk to someone about policy. Sadly, as the conversation progressed, I realized I knew more than the congressperson did. Now, I know it sounds like I'm bragging here about myself and my knowledge, but I'm not. This was very upsetting to me. These are people leading us, and it has only gotten worse over the years as we elect more people who are shills for special interests. How often do you hear about bills passed into law that are written word for word by special interests who have paid a lot of money to get these lawmakers elected? We saw the same thing during the Benghazi hearings. Clearly, most of the members of the Benghazi committee are either uninformed or purposely ignorant of foreign policy. That's because we are as a nation. Too often we look for black and white answers to foreign policy questions. Why? Because it's easier. So we rely on information from people who are bribed by special interest. Think about that. Would you want to go to a doctor who is being paid strictly by the big drug companies? I don't think so. Too often we look at politics as another sporting event, rooting for one team or the other. Why? Well, it's easy. You seem to have a personal connection to one party or the other, so you root for them. The problem is when you root for your favorite sporting team, when the game or the season is over, it has not changed or affected your life, your livelihood, or your kids' futures. In this political football game, you are playing with serious stuff that affects your life, like the deaths of four Americans. Are we lazy? Some of us are, but most of us are not. We're just too busy trying to cope with the ridiculousness our government has foisted upon us. Let's go to one of the key points of the Benghazi hearings that was debunked by Richard Haass, a foreign policy expert in the Bush State Department. Haass said the Republicans on the Benghazi committee questioning Hillary Clinton about the emails from Ambassador Stevens about added security did not rise to the level of hysteria that the GOP has portrayed. Now, I'm not saying Hillary Clinton and President Obama are clean in the Benghazi debacle. Hillary is going to have to answer for those email server questions still, and Obama's foreign policy, especially towards Syria, should be examined. But during these hearings, his foreign policy was never examined on either side. Obama chose a somewhat overreactive policy of going into Libya to remove Gaddafi with no back-end strategy. Since that backfired, he chose another reactive policy tact of not going into Syria. Why? Because he was listening to a nation that was tired of war. You could say he was listening to a nation that was also uninformed about what is really happening there. Now, I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I'm saying what he does has consequences, some unintended. The question you have to ask is, do you want your president to listen entirely to the people, or do you want him or her to use their judgment? The answer to that, for most politicians, is whatever is politically expedient at the time. So if you are truly tired of the garbage we saw in these hearings and you want to stop it, here are the solutions. First, become more informed. We as a people will take better stands on what we want for foreign policy. We have to decide if we're going to be the world's police force or if we're going to isolate ourselves and let those nations figure it out themselves, or is there something in between? I think the answer is there is something in between, but finding that sweet spot will take knowledge, research, and nuance. How do we do it? We read. We read experts. I mentioned Richard Haass at the beginning of this. Check out his book, Foreign Policy Begins at Home. Actually, check out my review first. Another book is by Will McCants. It is called ISIS Apocalypse. You can also hear an interview I did with Will on this site. Will shows you how ISIS actually started. It is a non-political treatise from a person who understands the language and the culture over there. Other books I would recommend. The first is America in Retreat by Bret Stephens. Again, read my review on Informed, Not Inflamed. A good bookend to that book is The Accidental Superpower by Peter Zeihan. Zeihan sees the U.S. retreating from the world militarily and concentrating more on the economy thanks to our new energy independence, while Stevens, in America in Retreat, warns about how dangerous that retreat could be. How do you read all these books? My suggestion is to learn speed reading or do what I do. I listen to books on tape. I listen off my phone, so when I'm traveling or working out, I am multitasking. I also put the narration speed up high so I get through them in a timely manner while being able to do the other jobs I have to do, like my video production business. Like you, I am not getting paid to be informed here. This is my avocation to you and to myself as a citizen of the U.S. Again, what we're trying to do here is to create a state of awareness. For some of you out there, that will be very dissatisfying. You either want easy answers or you like the aspect of being a fan at a sporting event. That is the problem with foreign policy. It is messy and chaotic, and in many respects, it makes no sense to the American mind. As screwed up as we seem with our democracy, most other countries are far worse. Now, that doesn't mean that we have to lower ourselves to the level of their incompetence or disinformation. The only way to get rid of the incompetence and disinformation we see in Congress is to rid the American system of the gobs of money that is used not only to elect and re-elect most members of Congress, but also to actually write the laws that these bribing special interests want. Why do you think we still have huge debt, a lack of investment in the new economy, and tons of Medicare bills that are going to swamp us in the next 10 years? Plus, we are guaranteed at some point to have another boom-to-bust economic collapse. Clearly, the members of the Benghazi Committee, both Republicans and Democrats, were playing to special interest dollars. And as a result of that, both Republicans and Democrats on this committee won, and they got what they wanted. However, you and I, the American people, lost. There were millions of dollars spent on this committee. The irony is this committee was formed as a give back to extremist Republicans so they wouldn't shut down the government. Their goal then to shut down the government was to reduce government spending that had gotten out of hand. The irony is that this committee got what they wanted and then wasted millions of taxpayer dollars. Remember that when the Tea Party claims they want to reduce government spending, they are really only raising money for their personal finance campaign coffers back home. So, start reading. Stop rooting for one side or the other in this game of political football where you're rooting for one corrupt team over the other. That's Informed, Not Inflamed.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.